now and speak to the boys and girls. Thank you very much indeed.
Hear me? You hear me now? Amen. Right, boys and girls, that was tremendous. I always enjoy going around churches doing Children's Day services because you always have the opportunity of hearing the boys and girls taking part. And I about to bring this with me. My wife says this wee thing's a bit like me. Sometimes it doesn't work in the way it ought to. And when it's asked to do something, it doesn't do it. And but I hope it'll work well tonight. This morning we told a story. What did you call the town or the city? Yes, Jericho. That's one girl was listening. What was wrong with a man who lay outside Jericho? Yes, son. He was blind, couldn't see. He asked a question one day to a multitude, what's going on? Who did they tell him was passing through the town? Yes, son. Lord Jesus. What did he know about the Lord Jesus? Yes. He could what? He could cure. And he could heal. Well, that's good. He can do that. That's right. He cured for people. And who's your name? Who's that girl's name? Haiti. Why, don't you be all shy now, Haiti, and hiding behind that woman. All right. He knew that the Lord cared and the Lord could heal. Therefore, what did he do when he knew this? What did he do when he knew in his heart that the Lord could heal him, son? Jesus, our son of David. Not right. Okay. Have mercy on me. When he shared it the first time, what happened? Yes. Now, what happened the first time? And he shared it out. What happened the first time? Aye, be quiet. They didn't want him to shout out. No, told him to be quiet. What did he do? Did he be quiet? What did he do, son? What did he do? Yes. He shouted even louder. And what did Jesus do when he heard him that second time? He just stopped and he brought him over. And what did he do with him? Yes. What? He healed him. And when he opened his eyes, I said he saw somebody. He was the first person he saw. Yes, son, that wee boy back there. He saw the Lord Jesus. And what did I say? If you want to see the Lord Jesus in heaven, what must you do? Ask him into your heart, okay? I hope you've asked him into your heart. If you want to see Jesus in heaven, you need to ask him into your heart. For Jesus is your only hope. Okay, boys and girls. We're going on with another story tonight, and I better go on, for time's beating us. Are you all right? Doesn't know what to make him of that boy. Aye. You know, I'm from near around your mummy's country, you know. Eh? Round the Bromley Apples. What? Where's mummy? She's hibernating now, all right. Hallelujah. It's good to be here. Boys and girls, we're going to tell another story tonight. I want you to sit up, fold your arms. No looking around. It. Fold your arms. Haven't got your arms folded, I bring you up to the front. All right. Who's your name? Who? Megan. Lovely name. My name's Everett. Will you remember that? If I come back next year, will you remember that? Will you? Aye, you will indeed. Boys and girls, my story tonight's taken from this Bible. Okay? And you've been singing and speaking today about the love of the Lord Jesus. Boys and girls, the Lord Jesus does love you. And He loves me. And He loved us so much that He died for us, in order that we might be saved and brought home to heaven. But there was another man in the Bible, and he lived around the same time as our Lord Jesus walked this earth. Now I want to ask the question, how long do you think the Lord Jesus walked the earth? Yes. What? Round about 33 and a half years. Round about that period anyway. Many years. 33 and a half years. Are you listening? Good year. Well done. Well, it was while our Lord Jesus walked this scene of time that this man lived. And you see, like the boy that was blind who sat by the wayside begging, though he couldn't see, yet we discovered he could hear. And he heard about the Lord Jesus, and he was aware that the Lord Jesus could heal him, and that's why he called upon the name of the Lord. But this boy we want to talk about tonight, he was also a one who had heard much about the Lord Jesus Christ. He had heard about all the miracles that he had done, and he knew that there was something outstanding about this individual. Now, this man that we're talking about tonight, he had all his faculties. He was okay. There was no problem with him whatsoever. But this man is described in the Bible as a man who is known as a Pharisee. The Bible says that he is a ruler of the Jews. And it also tells us his name is called Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus was a man who was well taught in the Word of God. He could have took the first five books of the Bible and even quoted them nearly off by heart. And he was a very religious, upright man in his day in which he lived. But my Bible tells me that these Pharisees, they had heard so much about Jesus that they used to sit down together in wherever they met, and they used to talk about all that they heard. And they would have spoke about all the different miracles that they heard the Lord perform. And how they knew that there was something about this individual. And one night late after this man, Nicodemus, he went home. And he thought to himself, after giving it much consideration, I know where the Lord Jesus is. I know where Jesus Christ is at this minute. And I would just love to go to meet him tonight myself. So boys and girls, Nicodemus thought to himself, in the darkness of the night, I'm going to see and to meet this person. Boys and girls, he came to Jesus in the dark. He came to Jesus on his own. And I don't know why he came at night. Maybe he was afraid of what his other boys would say. Or maybe he thought to himself, well, if I go at night time, this man called Jesus will not be too busy, and he'll have time to talk with me. But nonetheless, whatever the reason, boys and girls, we discover that this man, Nicodemus, he came to Jesus. That's special. You need to get to Jesus. You need to come to Jesus. And boys and girls, he came to Jesus by night because he wanted to talk to the Lord. And when he came to the man called Jesus, he opened up a conversation and he said to the Lord, Rabbi, know that thou art a teacher come from God. And you notice the wee word we, that shows to me that there were more than him were thinking this. And when he came to the Lord Jesus, he was making this statement, we know, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. And what this man wanted to talk about, boys and girls, was religious things. Because he was a religious man. And he thought, boys and girls, because he was a good religious man, knew his Bible, said his prayers, went to the temple, that he would go to heaven. But boys and girls, he had a big problem. He was still a sinner. And though you're in God's house tonight, and though you've been taking part in the meeting, listen, boys and girls, if you have never been saved, you're still in your sin. And if you die in your sin, boys and girls, unforgiven, uncleansed, you can never, ever be in heaven. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ came. For Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And this man, he came to Jesus. He wanted to talk about religious matters. And the Lord Jesus wasn't going to talk about religious matters. Lord Jesus just said to him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, watch it, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Boys and girls, if you're not saved, before you come to die, if you have never been born again, you will never be able to even see the kingdom of God. Mom and Dad, the same to you. If you die in your sin, if you were to die this evening, neither would you see the kingdom of God. And as this man heard this, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And he stood for a while and he scratched his head, son. What does this mean? What do you mean? And then he said something. He said, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And this shows to us, boys and girls, how dark this man was, how blind he was concerning the truth of the matter concerning the new birth. You see, boys and girls, like the man in the story was blind, so was this man. He was spiritually blind. He could not understand the truth. And he thought, for to be born again, I'd have to go back into my mother's womb and be born. Couldn't understand it. Because, boys, he was in a sin. And the God of this world had blinded his minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine in onto his heart. So, boys and girls, the Lord Jesus was aware. He knew all about this man, and he knew what he knew in his mind. He knew that he was aware of the teaching of the Old Testament, and then he spoke to him a story from the Old Testament. And he told him the story of Moses in the wilderness with the children of Israel, and how the children of Israel were murmuring and complaining against Moses and against God to the extent God dealt with them. And the Bible says, son, that God sent fiery serpents down in among them, and the fiery serpents came down and bit them. Bit them. Look, gripped them with their teeth and bit them. And then this poisoned the system. And it set off some kind of a thing within the body. And the body began, as it were, to burn up within. And it killed many. And boys and girls, the people began to become afraid. And Moses thought to himself, I'm going to go before the Lord. And as Moses was before the Lord pleading his cause for the people, the Lord says, Moses, I want you to do something. I want you to take a poll. Moses, I want you to make a serpent. Moses, I want you to put it on the top of the pole. Moses, I want you to take that pole. And I want you to lift it up. That everybody can see it. And I want you, Moses, to tell the people that if they look to the serpent on the pole, and if they do so, they live. And when the Lord Jesus was speaking and relating this story to Nicodemus, Nicodemus was aware of all this. And boys and girls, as he was telling the story, Nicodemus remembered back into the Old Testament of how many, many people they looked. And immediately when they looked, they were healed. Okay. But then the Lord Jesus said something else. Nicodemus, do you see, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, son, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And boys and girls, that brings me to Calvary tonight. Because just as Moses lifted up the serpent on the pole, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And boys and girls, it is at the cross where Jesus was lifted up for you and for me. And He died in our room instead. And He shed His blood in order that we might be saved and cleansed by that blood and made ready for heaven. And as Nicodemus listened, and he thought about the serpent in the wilderness, and he thought about the people looking to the serpent on the pole, Nicodemus was brought to a point as he thought about the Lord Jesus being lifted up, and he was brought to a point where he had to make a decision. He came to a point where he recognized, I'm a sinner. I'm not saved. I'm still in my sin. Though I'm a religious man, I'm still a sinner. I'm not saved. But Jesus Christ loved me and died for me and shed His precious blood in order that I might be saved. He's going to die for me. Therefore, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What is Nicodemus going to do? Can I ask you a question? What are you going to do with the Lord Jesus? Will you receive Him tonight? Will you admit to God, I'm a sinner? Believe in your heart Jesus Christ died for my sin? Be willing tonight to come and receive Him as your Lord and as your Savior. You see, that night, Nicodemus had a decision to make. What will I do with Jesus? So, boys and girls, the Bible tells us that Nicodemus received the Lord. When he received Him, he could have done it on this night. I believe he did. And he bowed his head. And he asked the Lord Jesus to forgive him. And boys and girls, just like this morning, know what the promise is? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And this man realized, I'm a sinner. I need to be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who's going to be lifted up on my behalf and die for me. And therefore I come to you tonight and I receive you into my heart as my own and personal Savior. And you know what the blood of Jesus Christ does, boys and girls? It cleanseth us from all sin. And you know where that man is now? Know where he is right now? He's up in heaven. with the Lord. Do you know why he's in heaven? Because he came and asked the Lord to forgive him. And maybe there's a wee boy or a wee girl in the meeting tonight. Say, Uncle Everett, I'm not saved yet. Uncle Everett, I know I need to be saved. Uncle Everett, I feel like Nicodemus. What am I going to do? Boys and girls, you can have your sin washed tonight in the precious blood of Jesus and be saved and ready for heaven. But it's only when you're willing to come and to put your trust in him and receive him into your heart as your own and personal Savior. You see, boys and girls, I'm finished with this. Some 20-odd years ago, in fact, I could maybe go as far as to say 31 years ago, I mind sitting in a meeting just like you tonight. Mom and Dad, I want you to listen to this as well. I mind sitting in a wee gospel hall along the Moy Road. And I mind hearing the message of the gospel for the very first time. Never heard it before. And as I sat and listened to the man preach the gospel and tell me of my need of a Savior, you know what happened in my heart? I felt in here, I'm not right with God. I felt in here, if I was to die, I wouldn't be in heaven. And therefore, I have to decide what I'm going to do. And you know what this person did 31 years ago? He said no to the Lord Jesus. And he got up and he left the meeting and he walked out the door and he never received Jesus into his heart that night. Said no. And 6 years later, he went to another mission. And he sat and he heard the same message. And God spoke. And God called. And he heard God speak in his heart. You know what he did that night? He came like Nicodemus. And he asked the Lord Jesus into his heart. And boys and girls, it's the best thing that you would do. Mom and Dad, what about you tonight? You have wee ones here, and has it not been a real joy and a privilege to see these wee ones singing and taking part in the meeting? And yet, you have a responsibility for these children. Mom and Dad, Granny and Granda, you consider your latter end. Because you maybe are a lot closer to death than maybe some of these young ones. And maybe the death angel may pass your way tonight. In Portadown, just a few days ago, there was a big man of 50 years of age, a man who played rugby all his life. He went out to a gym and got onto a bike. And he was training in the gym, and as they were going through the class, just like that, he fell off the bike dead. Instantly. He was dead before he hit the ground. And you're not allowed to boast yourself of tomorrow, for no man knoweth what a day may bring forth. And I would ask you tonight to consider your latter end, to think of where you're going to spend eternity, and to come to Christ tonight and to be an example, even to your children, and let them see Christ in you. That these boys and girls might come to a saving knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Boys and girls, if you're concerned tonight, if you'd like to be saved, and if you want to be sure of heaven, if I can help you in any way, don't you run out the door. You stay behind this evening. Come and say, Uncle Everett, I would love to be saved tonight. And I take that Bible, and we'll open it up and we'll show you how you can be saved and to be sure of heaven as if you were already in it. May God help you to come tonight for Jesus' sake. Let us all pray. You've listened really well tonight again. And I know that the hall's really warm. And I pray that the Lord might speak to your hearts this evening. Lord, we thank thee for the privilege.